Jessica Ebert reporting 2025 wheat harvest. We're just right outside of Nash, Oklahoma here with Kent Wayman and his grandson Braxton Mayo. And Kent's been doing this for 57 years now. He's just a local farmer here, and let's talk to him about his wheat harvest here.
Well, the wheat harvest is good. The crop is good. The test weights are starting to go down because of the rain. And the wheat's starting to go down because of the rain, which makes it a little more difficult to pick up. And you have to eat all that straw, so even with a good combine, it's hard.
So, Braxton, you run the combine for the most part. How hard is it to, do you got to go slower now because of it starting to lay down?
For the most part, I do run the combine. It's pretty difficult right now because it's on the ground, so you have to get up and you get a lot of straw, so it's easier to slug. You got to go around, depending on what field you're on, many weeds, you probably have to go around less than 2 miles an hour. On this field, in some places, you're able to push above 2 miles an hour, but with so much straw, you're going to have to go slower so you don't slug it.
Are you guys having to leave a lot of wheat out there in the fields that you are cutting because of the moisture and the water holes?
Well, last night we should have went out around one, but we didn't. It's getting awful easy to get stuck. Awful easy.
That's understandable, but hopefully the sun will come out today and it'll dry up. The wind is blowing unlike we had yesterday, so that'll help with you guys, and it'll help get things dried out so you guys can get it done before blessed with more rain. But again, it's Jessica Ebert with the 2025 Wheat Harvest Tour. Thank you, Kent. Thank you, Braxton, and good luck today and the rest of your wheat harvest.